Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from 1 Kings chapter 19, and then a short passage out of Isaiah, and then a short passage out of the New Testament, the first letter of John. First out of 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning verse 19. So Elijah, and this passage is referring to Elijah and also Elisha. Again, so Elijah went from there and found Elisha. Elisha was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. And then out of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, and this is God speaking, and he says, I, God alone, will blot out your sins for my sake and will never think of them again. And then out of 1 John, and this is written by the same apostle John who wrote the Gospel of John, and he also wrote three letters that are later recorded in the New Testament, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And we are reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But, he says, if we confess our sins to him, referring to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Last week, we considered adopting a mission statement for our lives as we begin this last quarter of 2022. It was a mission statement that we learned of from Corrie Ten Boom, whose family helped to save Jewish people from the Nazi Holocaust. And she wrote this, which was included in the Hiding Place book and then made into a movie. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words to embrace, allowing us to step into our future with a holy boldness. I know this may seem obvious to you, but every sunrise presents a new day to trust our known God and to turn the page and to move on with him into brand new days of opportunities. Opportunities to build on all the good of yesterday, to learn from the disappointments, and to continue to grow into all we were meant to be. But to do that, we have to turn the page. We have to move on from yesterday into the new day that is before us. That's exactly what Elisha did. The prophet Elijah had been a prophet for some time, and with God's okay, he was now looking for someone to take over for him. He found Elisha farming and threw his cloak over Elisha's shoulder, signifying him as his successor. Elisha asked if he could first go and say goodbye to his mom and dad. Elijah agreed, but reminded him of his new calling and not to allow things to hold him back from where God was calling him. So Elisha turned the page. He turned his plowing equipment into kindling, burned it up completely, and barbecued his oxen. He put a period at the end of that page in his life. And in doing that, he left the past behind. He left his old way of life for the memory books. And he also left the regrets, the shortcomings, the successes, the failures, and any mistakes that he had made. Further, burning his plowing equipment eliminated any possibility of him going back. He was ready to step into his future. My friends, that's where God has us, you and me, each day, waiting for us to move forward with him, to turn the page and to leave the past behind and move on into all the possibility of a brand new day with him. But we all know that sometimes we have trouble turning that page and leaving the past where it belongs. But then enter God's grace. Some of you know that I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church as a young boy. And then I attended formal Episcopal Church a little bit later and into my early teens. And then at Linda's request, I joined the Methodist Church. before we were married. I was a church member, once again. That's all I was. Didn't know God, just checked off the box, went to attendance every now and then, various churches. And even though I learned some things about God, I didn't know him personally. My relationship with him was about, as I saw it, checking off boxes, about doing things, lots of things to hopefully earn his favor and earn his love. I carried a lot of guilt around with me and never felt God's love, forgiveness, acceptance, and grace until I asked him into my life many years later. And that's when God's grace entered my life for eternity. And I walked then with him to help me through all the stuff that I would face and have faced. We haven't been there for a few years, but for a period of time, we would go to Sea Island, Georgia. It was one of our favorite family getaway spots amidst the pristine marsh and circle beaches of northeast Florida and southeast of Georgia. And it's where I was always reminded of God's grace in my life. Each morning I would walk on the beach. Often I was the only one out there as the sun rose with brushstroke bands of orangey yellow over the horizon and across the clouds in the distance. And if you've ever done that, you know what I mean. It's beautiful. It was always quiet, except for the splash of ankle-deep surf I walked through as it surged and receded time after time. One morning, walking along, I watched and noticed that with each billowy pass of the surf, the sand was restored to its naturally created beauty, clearing my path ahead while erasing any of my footprints and any history of my journey up to that point. No debris, no footprints or markings or scarrings in the sand after the surf passed by. All that remained was smooth, glistening, clean, wet sand canvases stretching behind me and before me as far as I could see and then beyond. Stopping for a moment, I scratched a line in the sand with my foot, and then the next passing of the ocean washed it away. Stopping again, I took a chance, looking around first to make sure no one was watching, and then I reached down to write in the sand a mistake I had made years before, the guilt from which I couldn't seem to get beyond. Once again, the surf wiped the sand smooth of what I had written and left me standing there, looking at a clean slate of beach sand, free from the words that I had written of that past memory. Instead, I was standing there with all the potential of a smooth, glistening shoreline stretching out before me. I wrote another mistake I had made years earlier in the sand. I was deep in thought about what I had just written when all of a sudden an incoming wave crashed into me, leaving me soaked. But once again, the wave had wiped the sand clean of what I had just written. Free again. It was a thought that began to take hold in my life. I wrote the name of a habit I needed to get beyond, something that had me in its grip. You guessed it. It, too, was wiped clean with the next pass of the surf. And as far as I could see behind me, the beach had been wiped clean and smooth with each passing wave. And ahead, there was a clean expanse of sand stretching before me as far as I could see, waiting for me and the God who created me to get there. The path was unknown and uncertain for me, but the God of grace who loves and forgives me was there, and I knew that he knew the way. We all have moments where we've fallen short in life, right? Or where we've been let down by others. We've been hurt or rejected as a child, perhaps, or later in life. We all have done things we wish we hadn't done. We can't change them. And we struggle at times with moving ahead, anchored in those mistakes or decisions from the past. And we may have moments, many, for some of us, where we didn't remember God being around at all, or where we never thought about him, or the circumstances of daily living blocked him out of our lives, where the future was scary and always seemed uncertain for us. Maybe we felt we always had to do something to prove ourselves before God would ever love us or approve us or smile upon us. We felt we had to earn his love. Maybe some of you have been there, have felt that. I have. Having a hard time believing through all the crud and the stuff that you've done wrong or that has been done to you in the past in your life. Believing that God really did create you and me for a purpose. with incredible potential and a passion to reach for the stars, to dream of great adventures and to achieve great accomplishments for our lives and his kingdom, which would help others and change the world. But that's exactly what he has done for you and for me. And when we come to him and allow him into our lives and lay before him the things that we regret and the things that hold us back and tie us down, and then seek his help and guidance, we see that he has already wiped the slate of our lives clean of our past mistakes, problems, shortcomings, and failures, and all those moments of hurt and pain where life came up short for us before. And he calls us to turn the page with him, to trust him, to burn the plow equipment or whatever holds us back from all he wants us to be, and to live the life of purpose in this one time around we've been given, always with him in the lead. And it starts when we turn the page on the past. Maybe we need to talk to someone to get some help getting through and to understand and forgive and heal from what went before as we ready for all that can be, putting a period at the end of where we've been and accepting what we can never earn, God's love for each of us, God's unmerited grace as he wipes our slate clean of those things he has long since forgiven us for so we can move on into all that is before us. That's the God that we're talking about, the God who puts our feet on a new path in a brand new day with him, reaching out into all the potential he planned within us to become all he created us to be, to live the life of purpose and impact he intends for us to live today, tomorrow, and every day. Let me pray for us. Father, you knew I needed that day. You knew, you've tried, you hit me over the head many times, and then you made it simple for me, because that's what I need. You wiped the slate clean of all the mistakes, all the missteps, all that went before, all the hurt in my life from when I was younger. You wiped the slate clean and said, trust me, Scott, I know the way forward on the brand new slate before me. So thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. Thank you for doing that for each one of us that hears this message. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us, Lord. And we just embrace that promise and move forward with you, also helping others to remember, show them that you've done that for them as well, so they can too become all that you created them to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.